USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is coming to the aid of Dorian survivors, rescuing almost 300 people in the Bahamas. Search and rescue teams still haven't reached some of the hard-hit communities there. Aid organizations are bringing in supplies. Volunteer Dion Clear.
We're providing much-needed water, food, baby diapers and wipes, and just all around anything that they need. We're also helping evacuate people off the island, getting them back into Nassau for those people who have no place to live.
Roofs were torn apart as Dorian made landfall near Sambo Creek in Nova Scotia. A large crane gave way and crashed into the side of a downtown apartment building in Halifax. More than 300,000 customers were without power in parts of Halifax, Prince Edward Island, and New Brunswick. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The government's August job report falls short of some expectations. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Some see it as another possible sign the U.S. economy is slowing. Others say that it's no big deal, that the jobs report shows around 130,000 new jobs added in August, when most analysts were predicting there would be about 160,000 jobs created. Wage growth remained solid, and the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican leaders in South Carolina and Kansas have voted to scrap their presidential nominating contest in 2020, while party officials in Nevada are deciding whether to follow suit. The GOP is erecting more hurdles for the long-shot candidates challenging President Trump that would allow the president to consolidate his support. Democrats are working to shrink their large field of candidates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Singer Lenny Kravitz is trying to help victims of Hurricane Dorian. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
The search for victims and survivors continues 5 days after Dorian slammed the Bahamas with 185-mile-an-hour winds that obliterated countless homes and entire regions of the island. Officials say over 30 people have been confirmed dead, but that toll is sure to rise as there are still dead bodies floating through the area. Singer and actor Lenny Kravitz, who's currently on tour, is from the Bahamas and had this to say.
Damage has been absolutely massive. I know that we've all been praying for the Bahamas, and that's wonderful, but we can also take action. And so many of you have been reaching out asking what you can do. So these are the first three charities that I've donated to: the National Association of the Bahamas, CORE, and World Central Kitchen.
The Bahamian Health Ministry said helicopters and boats are on the way, but officials continue to warn of delays because of the severe flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Russia and Ukraine exchanged 35 prisoners each in what Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said he hoped would be the first step toward reopening dialogue with Russia. Planes landed nearly simultaneously in Kiev and Moscow, each loaded with prisoners returning home. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the swap was a good step toward normalizing relations between the two countries. President Trump applauded the prisoner swap with a post on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.